It is Friday, the 15th of March, 2024. And here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant achievement for the software industry, Dorset-based fintech firm iPlicit has been recognised as one of the UK's 20 fastest-growing companies. Ranking 18th among UK firms and 103rd on the wider European scale, the Financial Times and Statista included iPlicit in this year's prestigious FT 1000 list. Since its launch in 2019 from its operational base at Poole's Foundry co-working space, iPlicit has been carving out its niche by supplying medium-sized organizations with cutting-edge cloud accounting software. This distinction underscores the company's rapid growth and burgeoning influence in the European market. In a significant move to combat herbicide-resistant weeds threatening global crop yields, Oxford-based biotech Moe Technology has partnered with life science company Croda International to spearhead the development of next-generation bioherbicides. These invasive species, such as pigweed, mare's tail, and water hemp, pose a severe threat to land-based agriculture, with the potential to slash yields by more than 50%. Croda's data highlights the urgency of this collaboration, as global losses in crop efficiency and revenue mount. The partnership aims to deliver sustainable and effective weed control solutions, addressing one of modern agriculture's most pressing challenges. In a significant boost to local tourism, over £30 million are being channeled into the hotel sector of Coventry and North Warwickshire this year, signalling strong confidence in the region's travel and hospitality industry. The centrepiece of this investment is the opening of Hotel Indigo in Coventry, representing the largest commitment with a striking £20 million development of a 100-bedroom facility. Conference Coventry and Warwickshire, an organisation that collaborates with the hotel sector, hails this funding as a key indicator of growth and revival for the area's tourism economy. This wave of investment is expected to enhance accommodation options and drive more visitors to the historical and cultural landmarks of the region. And finally, in the face of a decelerating market, the second episode of the Business Magazine Property Podcast, in partnership with MSP Capital, delves into the strategies that experts in the property industry are employing to not just survive, but thrive. Aimed at professionals in the south of England's real estate sector, the podcast addresses the pressing challenges while spotlighting the manifold opportunities awaiting those ready to innovate and adapt. Listeners can expect to gain insight from industry leaders who bring a wealth of experience and fresh perspectives. The episode serves as a vital resource for property professionals seeking to navigate and capitalize on the current market dynamics. That's the news to wrap up your working week. For more, you can visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back on Monday. Until then, from me, Chris, and the entire team, have a great weekend. Goodbye.